everybody.
Welcome to episode number 99.
Woo woo.
Can you believe it? 99.
99 of the Girl Meets Girl podcast.
This is Toast. And this is Sienna. And this is also a special episode for you with lots of noise, extraneous noise that we always love to bring to our listeners.
Extra added bonus of construction.
We have trucks today.
See, there's
large
trucks.
A lot
of progress.
Equipment.
Yes. A lot of progress going on out there in the Girl Meets Girl world. Okay. So we'll tell you why this is going to be a really special episode in just a few. But right now we have some business to take care of.
Mm-hmm. We are actually going to pick a winner.
Yes.
For the contest that we've had for the past 2 weeks, I believe, for Aloha Pumehana, which is a CD by Darlene Ahuna, her brand new CD. So let's pick a winner.
Get your hand on that clicker.
Okay, wait. This one, right?
Yes. And thank you for everybody for entering.
Oh, my God. We're so grateful.
For voting for the podcast.
Oh, my God. We're so grateful. And do you know how we're in number 4?
Wow.
We're so close to number 3, but I'm not even going to push it.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Okay, so good luck, everyone. And here we go. Dun, so the winner is...
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun.
Oh my God, that is so funny, huh?
And it's funny that we gasped at the same time, too.
Okay, you can say it because I might mispronounce your name.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out. Sharina.
I hope we're saying your name right.
Brand new member of the Girl Meets Girl community. Welcome. Mm-hmm. On board. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for your email, too. And that's why we're gasping, because we had a little bit of email exchange. And here we go. So
congratulations, Sharina. So, send us an email with where to send your CD. And what else?
I think that's it.
Okay. That's enough.
Okay. So congratulations. And don't forget, we are going to have another contest. We're going to announce one at the end of this podcast, this episode.
That's right. So keep listening. Speaking of upcoming things, next week will be our 100th episode.
Which is so exciting. It's so exciting. We can't believe that we've actually done this 100 times plus, because we weren't even counting from the very first time when we were called, what was our podcast called?
It was just like McKenna
Music or something. Yeah. So we're excited. And so next week's podcast is going to be a little different. And you asked for some random video. We're giving you very random video. Okay. So you ask, we listened, and we're going to deliver. So that's going to be next week.
The plan is to put them up on YouTube, and we'll also have links to them or show them in the online community. Girl Meets Girl community.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
But for this episode, it's a special one. And it's actually, we're going to dedicate this episode to those of you who have been going through an extra challenging time, whatever that might be, if it's financial or, you know, you're seeing friends through difficult times or a health challenge, whatever it may be, we dedicate this episode to you.
And you'll get a sense of why as you continue listening, because what we're going to do this episode is let you in on a conversation and a get-together time that we had recently with Daniel Ho and his wife, Lydia. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen them in months. Almost 6 months, I think.
Almost six months.
It was crazy when we all realized how long it had been since we saw each other.
But in that 6 months' time, he actually recorded 5 CDs in those 6 months. Mm. Last time we saw him, it was for a writing session. And we finally got to catch up with them after a trip that they had taken to Japan. And so this conversation took place over a lunch of Mexican food from Poquito Mas. And it was delicious.
That's one of Lydia's favorite places, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it was good.
So here we go.
Okay. And this is all of us talking about his latest album with Tia Carrere, and the album is called Henani.
when an album has a whole concept to it. Mm-hmm. It's a whole piece of work. Not in a bad way.
Yeah, that's a piece of work.
But, you know, where it's not just a collection of, oh, let's get 10 songs, but where there's a concept. So can you tell mm-hmm. us about the concept of it?
Well, this album is called Hey Nani, mm-hmm. and it's something beautiful. And what Amy and I tried to do was capture in our songs the beauty in life in its different forms, not just like a beautiful sunset or anything, but the beauty in relationships and even the beauty in life's challenges, how it can bring people closer together or make us better people, and how we grow and learn and everything. So just kind of recognizing those things and being grateful. So the music, I think, well, this is an all original album and a follow-up to Ikenna. So Ikenna was probably a little more playful. We wrote about like spam, breakfast song, and breakfast and burning your toast. Speaking of toast. So the music is a little more introspective, maybe, about the song. Mm-hmm. A little sweeter. Yeah. But just kind of where we are in our life and what we're trying to learn as people and try to, you know, talk about it.
I loved that this CD includes the Pumehana trilogy and that those songs were actually a wedding gift. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, Amy wrote the Pumehana trilogy as our gift. We got married in 8808 at 8:08 p.m.
It's true, people. It's true.
My Uncle George Kahumoku Jr.
And Lydia's here, by the way.
Yeah.
She's quiet, but she's here.
Speaking of beauty, Lydia's right here. And so we'll let Lydia tell you about it.
Which part? How we took about 4 months to open up her gift?
Yeah, we have a pile of wedding presents. Our lives have been pretty crazy, to say the least, last year and this year. So in our living room, we had a pile of presents from our wedding, cards included, that sat on the floor for months, 4 to 6 months.
Gosh.
We didn't even get around to it because, you know, we weren't living at home.
Right, on the road.
Yeah. And so, you know, she kept calling us, like, have you opened the present yet? Oh, no.
Have you opened the present yet?
Oh, no. Haven't opened it yet. So finally we opened it, and it was the Pumehana trilogy.
Hano, Papa Polo, Kawaii.
most beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our wedding vows is Meke Aloha Pumehana, the third in the trilogy. Our home and home Pumehana. And so, yeah, it kind of talks up just about our lives and what we're all about, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, I thought that made the album even more deeply personal. You know, I love that about it.
And Meke Aloha Pumehana is a duet, and it's kind of our exchanging of vows.
Only I'm not singing. Beautiful Pia career.
Well, you're not singing yet, but you practically do everything else on that album. Lydia does a lot of the graphic design and the layout, and she's definitely a huge part of the Daniel Hole Creations record label and the success so far.
Aina I go leo Hone ana I ka leo hone hoke Ua kupa I ko alo
So we know the title track is Hinani, so we wanted to get some extra juicy insight about that one.
Well, Hinani was, it kind of started out musically as sort of a blues song, kind of, and then it turned into like a blues jazz piano piece, kind of in the style of Dave Grusin, who's one of my favorite composers and pianists. And it was sort of a musical experiment with the Hawaiian language, and that Tia is singing in Hawaiian, and the piano and bass are sort of underscoring it with music that's not so, not appropriate, not the right word, but you know, fitting or familiar with the Hawaiian language.
Not conventional.
Yeah, and it really came together nicely, and it's one of the piece I'm probably most proud of, and it talks about, of course, recognizing beauty and that, you know, even though Tia, Amy, and I are all from Hawaii, and you know, we're living in different places, but you know, we're still appreciating the beauty that's all around us.
Side thing of that, Hinani, was that Tia was just so happy with how Daniel treated the final mix and the just compositional process, that when she heard this song, she must have played it on repeat over and over and over the entire time. Wow.
Well, it's a good thing that's the title track.
Yes.
O kalahui ka ohana he nani.
talked a little bit about the concept of Heinani, but the, what is it, the instrumental pieces, there's three on here, but they're actually born of, like, a difficult time,
Which songs are those?
Well, there's a song that I wrote called Ikala'i, and Lydia and I were visiting our friend down in San Diego who was fighting a brain tumor. And she was such an inspiration, so strong, just quiet strength, you know. And I was just, once I went down to play music for her and her family, and I was sitting on the couch and I came up with this melody, this phrase, and the whole piece was born of it, and I came home and I wrote the rest of it based on this theme, and asked Amy what a good title would be. And so she thought about it. She's really, really wonderful with words, and she came up with Ikala'i. Ikaika means strength. Ikala'i is the common or hidden meaning is strength and calm. It really just gives you the calm, but Ikaika, Ikaika. Strength is the calm. And exactly what our friend is.
Written for another one of our friends that was struggling with bone marrow cancer.
Oh, wow.
And since the release of the album, they've both been in remission.
Yeah.
Oh.
Beat it.
Oh my God. That is, oh my gosh.
Wow.
So his music heals too, people.
So
wow. That is so, such, those are incredible stories.
And the ukulele song it has a descending pattern that sounds like rain or tears falling. What it means is no tears, because this person doesn't cry. Like she could be battling cancer or whatever, she kind of just joke about it and oh yeah, it hurts, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But she won't. She just doesn't cry. She's really strong in her own way. So it kind of, you know, the pieces.
That's kind of the tie into beauty, or Heinani, in terms of dealing with challenges,
doing it gracefully,
the beauty of the spirit.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm glad.
Wow.
Glad you.
Thank you, Lydia.
Yeah. us about how the songwriting process goes between you and Amy, because she's not a musician per se, and you're not a Hawaiian linguist. So how does that work? How do you, or is there a usual way that you work?
Well, she lives in Michigan, and you know, I live in LA, and we depend on technology, of course, so we do a lot by cell phone, by email. She sends me not only the lyric sheet, but the translation so I can understand what she's writing about and get the concept. But she also sends me MP3s of her speaking the words so I can get the flow of her rhythm and how she pronounces the words and the accents and so on. And that's what I use to write the music. I try to score her sentiments, like, you know, what she's trying to say. I try to make music like a film composer would do a movie. And then sometimes I would send Amy music. So I'd come up with a melody and I'd email her the music, and she can read, so sometimes I just fax her the chart, and she'll write to that. Sometimes I have an audio recording, or it might have been an instrumental song from a record that I did. And if she finds inspiration, that's often there are a bunch of songs, and if she finds inspiration, anything she writes.
So you guys, we hope you enjoyed that. A little insight into how it's done. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool.
And you know, the interview actually went longer. So, you know, in future episodes, maybe we'll have some excerpts from more of that interview for all of you. But we want to announce a new contest.
Yes, as promised at the top of this episode, the new contest is for... Dun, 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 dun. I bet you can guess. It's for the album Henani by Daniel Ho and Tia Carrere. And we're going to have you enter this one by simply joining our online community. So we know there's a lot of people who are already in it. So should we just enter them automatically?
People who are in the
Who are in the community already.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're in the community, you're automatically entered. If you want to make sure you get entered, you have to join the community.
And you know what? Just to let you all know, you can also join the community anonymously.
Oh, you
can? Like, you don't have to be...
You don't have to give
your
real name?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you want to just give initials, it's totally fine. Okay. And even when you send us emails, I mean, you know, we get a handful of people sending us emails anonymously. And we welcome that. So don't feel like, oh, you got to tell us every detail of who you are.
Right.
So just, you know, feel free if you just want to be a part of the community and chat with people and stuff. Go for it.
All right. Okay. And again, just a reminder, next week, episode number 100, we plan to upload a bunch of videos that you'll be able to see through the community website.
Random videos. Random.
But to close out this episode, we're going to end with a little bit of a fun, lighter track from Henani.
Now, this song was written just for me, and it's called The Dessert Song. It was not written just for me, but it should have been, because it's all about cake.
You guys have a great week
and go out
aloha.
And prosper.
GirlMeetsGirl.net.
And eat cupcakes. And frosting. Get red velvet. Or chocolate. Pumpkin. They might have pumpkin because Thanksgiving's coming up.
Mmm. Oh my gosh, that's my favorite. Pumpkin pie, man.
Pumpkin pie is good too. You can eat pie. You don't have to eat cake.
Let's try and go to that farm they have out there where you can pick your own pumpkins. It's that same one where you can pick your own apples.
They have pumpkins?
Yeah, they have a few of them have pumpkins too. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to do that. That's the place with the llamas.
I don't know if it's the exact same place, but it's the same area.
I always want to say llamas.
Yeah.
It's two L's?
Llamas.
Is it two L's?
Yeah.
For llamas? Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it is. Maybe it is supposed to be llamas, but everybody's mispronouncing it. Could be.
Llamas. So what would that mean? So a llama is... Because llamar is to call, right? Llamar se, to call oneself. So why would a llama be a llama? Does someone have an answer? Email us.
Mail at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
Subject line, llama.